Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dahl, to present our macro minute for Monday, April 20th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, should investors de-risk ahead of Kevin Warsh's Senate confirmation hearing tomorrow? Our answer is, as we highlighted late last week, there are plenty of reasons for high turnover investors to anticipate a near-term pullback in risk assets, according to various elements of our risk management toolkit. Tomorrow's Senate confirmation hearing represents Fed Chair nominee Kevin Warsh's first public commentary on interest rates since his nomination and may spur interest rate volatility. Curve steepeners are the obvious trade here, as any signal from Warsh favoring monetary easing in 2026 and tolerance for conflict-induced inflation could catalyze gains in short rates while simultaneously causing a sell-off in the long bond. So yeah, continue reviewing for our deeper thoughts in terms of Kevin Warsh's likely impact on the monetary policy cycle and the liquidity cycle, specifically as it relates to potentially swapping cash, the bank reserves for treasuries in terms of banks, a high quality liquid asset exposure, which would ultimately allow a more smooth and durable reduction of the Fed's balance sheet, which is one of the key, if not the key question on all of global financial markets outside of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. So transitioning to our 42 macro dashboard here, as always, we wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled VT versus SPYM with higher energy prices. Says a narrative that is floating around this market in the context of the Iran conflict is that the USA is less sensitive to oil and energy prices because of the shale revolution and USA energy independency. In other words, this is everyone's excuse to buy S&P 500 and NASDAQ. Meanwhile, other countries and regions like the EU or parts of Asia are importing oil and energy. If there are other parts of the world, ex-USA, are truly more sensitive to increasing energy prices, is 42 Macro still the view that VT will outperform SPYM in this next bull run higher? So the first thing I'll say is our view that VT, which is the total global equity market, is likely to outperform the U.S. equity market over the long term, is not at all influenced by the Strait of Hormuz dynamics. Recall that there are two fundamental research pillars that are underpinning our expectation for the total global equity market to continue to outperform the U.S.-only equity market. Number one, we believe that there's going to be a convergence in the productivity, profitability, and ultimately valuations for international companies and stocks relative to their U.S. counterparts as AI gets diffused throughout the global economy. And then we also believe that the U.S.'s net international investment deficit will narrow over time as the world continues to transition to a multipolar world. And as we continue to see the U.S. Current account deficit likely narrow, primarily as a function of some of the trade policy dynamics that we've seen out of the Trump administration. So in our view, this is going to be a long-term, 5 to 10 year trade, notwithstanding the fact that if we continue to see the nascent energy supply shock continue to persist or even devolve, then it's highly likely that U.S. equities will outperform their international equity counterparts over the medium term. But again, that's a medium-term perspective. From a longer-term perspective, we think the horse has left the barn from the perspective of the total international equity market outperforming the U.S. equity market. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dahl here presenting our macro minute for Monday, April 20th, 2026. Best of luck out here today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.